August 17. Cherish the spirit of happiness, for we are made a spectacle unto the world and to angels and to men. 1 Corinthians 4:9. The Lord is good and greatly to be praised. Let us learn to praise Him with our voices and to realize that at all times we are in excellent companionship, even with God and with His Son Jesus. We are a spectacle to the unfallen worlds, to angels, and to our fellow men. A realization of this will lead us to go forth as the Lord may direct with a firm, well-garrisoned heart. Let us watch unto prayer. This will help us to realize that we are to be under the control of Christ, our divine leader. He endows us with steadiness of purpose, with subdued Christ-like impulses, and with sound judgment, enabling us to think soberly and yet kindly. Time is altogether too short for us to make ourselves unhappy. We will, my dear brother and sister, cherish the spirit of happiness because we know that we have a Savior who loves us and who will bless us if we will welcome His presence into our hearts. We cannot afford to use the talent of speech in a way that will not benefit anyone. The Word of God regulates the source of our feelings and actions toward one another. The state of the heart regulates the principles of the inner life. Pure, unadulterated principles will prompt right words and acts. Our talents must increase, else they will diminish. We are to be Christ's little children, learning of Him. We are fully to believe and practice the truth we profess, that the end of all things is now at hand. Every moment we must be prepared to witness the unfolding of wonderful scenes. Daily we should reconsecrate our lives to the Lord's service and open the door of the heart to welcome the heavenly guest and to receive of His love. In the night season, I've been praying much for a greater realization of my Savior's love. Although I never lose His love for my heart, nevertheless I greatly desire that it shall increase more and more until of me it can be said, ye are complete in Him. Colossians 2:10. Let us always speak cheerful words, never allowing one wrathful word to fall from our lips, for such a word may hurt some poor soul struggling for the vital atmosphere of heaven. Letter 185, August 17, 1903, to Elder and Mrs. S. N. Haskell.